of everybody two more. Did you let everybody in yet, Ms. Lipsky? Okay, school. That's a good one. School photos, very good question. So we're going to talk about that today too. All right, I'm going to get started. First off, we will talk about, I'll give you my update. You've all been very kind and very patient with me. I want to share with you, since this is my first town hall, since my treatment, since I was finished with my treatment, I am done with my chemotherapy and my radiation. It's been about 2 weeks, I think, right, Ms. Lipsky? 2.5 weeks, maybe? Yeah, so I'm doing well. I am very tired, but they're keeping me safe in the building. Being tired, I was tired before my cancer diagnosis, and I guess I'm going to be tired after I'm done with all my treatment. Hui Ling.
OK, 校长说呢，他首先要说的就是他自己的状况，然后呢，他现在想跟所有的家长说呢，谢谢你们每个人都是问候他，他非常感谢你们的问候。然后呢，他呢已经做完了他的放射跟那个化疗治疗了，他已经做完了差不多大概两个半星期。然后他现在呢其实是身体状况还可以，但是呢就是非常好，但是他会累。OK， 还有呢，他在学校的时候呢，我们都尽量的就是就是试着帮着保障他的健康，所以呢，我们尽量让他不要走出去办公室那么多。但是呢，他想跟你们讲，他现在就是说，他现在就算没有生病之前呢，他也是这么累，所以累呢，应该不是因为他生病所引起的。
You know, I have to send personal thank yous out. Families have sent over. Herbal medicines that they check to make sure I can have. So that's been helpful. I have families that made me this beautiful, it's hanging in the office now, 1,000 cranes. If anybody knows the story, it grants you your wish. I received gift cards from a group of families to help support me. I will say that I did spend it on ordering dinner because I was really tired. But I saved the bulk of it to share with the staff in September when we all get back together for a breakfast on behalf of all those families. Hui Ling.
Okay, 校长说呢，他要个人的感谢某些家长家庭，然后呢，他的个人感谢呢，是因为呢，有些家庭呢，他们提供校长一些中药啊，或者是药材啊，而且有几个家庭呢，他们连起来呢去折那个千纸鹤，然后千纸鹤的孕育呢，就是说希望我们他的那个愿望可以成真，所以校长呢收到这个千纸鹤，还有呢就是他也有收到一些那些礼卡，所以他想非常的感谢这些家长。
Okay, I am going to talk about summarizing. So, there's a bit of confusion. So, I applied to be a summarizing school. I did not get selected. So our summarizing program for our students will be at 124. It's not that different from the years before. Last year we were at PS 130, 124 was under construction. But the years before, we've always been affiliated with PS 124. So this year, if you apply for summarizing summer school, you will get notified by 124. For the families that apply for PS 130 because it's closer, they will reach out to you if there's room. I don't know if that's a guarantee, only because we were not assigned to PS 130. So Huilin, you might want a chance at that.
Okay, 然后呢，现在校长想说的呢，就是有关于夏天的那个夏日申请 summerizing 的那个暑假的上学。然后呢，我们学校呢有申请这一个夏日申请，但是呢，我们没有他们没有批准我们呢，在我们的学校呢有这一个计划。就是那个暑假计划的，所以呢，所有在我们学校里面的学生呢，即将会去124里面去参加这一个夏日申请的计划，夏天计划的。还有呢，就是去年呢，你们去了130，但 但是因为呢，你们去了130呢，是因为124呢，它正在就是装修，所以他们的那个学校是完全没有开的，所以呢，你们才会去130。所有的小朋友呢，在我们的学校都会去124。OK， 130，如果你有申请130，因为他们你们住的靠近130呢，你们必须要等到他们的名额。然后124呢，他们会那个学校呢会有人打电话通知你们呢，说你们有没有被录取的。那如果你们有申请130的话呢，130要等他们自己的就是他们自己的原定学生收好了以后，如果有位置的话呢，他们才会打电话通知你说你们录取了。因为呢、
okay.
我们学校呢是应该去120的。
OK, so one thing they made clear finally was that pre-K studentsare not part of summer rising. So if your child is in pre-K currently, they cannot apply for summer rising even if they're turning 5 before the summer.
Okay, 然后唯一的一样东西呢，关于这个夏日申请呢，对不对？一样，他们现在已经确定了。如果你的小朋友是在学前班 pre-K 的，他们呢，今年呢，你是不可以报读这一个夏日申请的计划的。OK, 就算你的小朋友呢在夏天以前已经转了5岁，他们还是不会接受你们的那个表格的。
So let me explain what's great about this year's summer rising is that if you go to 124, the teaching will, the part that will probably be more academic will happen from 8:30 until 12. Your child will be served lunch, and from 12 to 6 o'clock,The community-based organization that's affiliated with 124, which is CPC, they will take over and they will do enrichment activities. And it's at no cost to the families. So your child will be working with a teacher from 8:30 to 12. And then after lunch, and even during lunch, the CPC will take over with enrichment activities.For your child, oh, 8 a.m., sorry, it's 8 in the morning till 12 for teachers. And then from 12 to 6, it will be CPC at 124.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果今年的夏日申请的计划呢，其实好在哪里呢？好在说你去124的时候呢，从早上8点钟到下午12点钟呢，都有正牌的老师呢去教你的学生的。OK, 是真的是教阅读啊写作那些的。而且呢他们吃完午餐以后呢，对不对，从12点到6点呢就是在那个社区的好像那个社区的那个补习班啊那些组织呢，他们就会从12点到6点钟呢会给你们小朋友呢一些加强的活动的。OK, 好像在124就是 CPC 了。
OK。It's a great opportunity. I don't know if it's too late to apply. Is it too late to apply, Ms. Lipsky?
It's not too late to apply.
So if you're looking for childcare, you should try to apply. The site that we're assigned to is 124. You don't have to repeat this, Huiling. It goes from 8 to 12 with teachers, and from 12 to 6, it will be CPC, and they're already planning a lot of enrichment activities.So if you can, the Summer Rising program is wonderful. I do know there was a question, well, what happens if you plan to go away for a week or two? I personally don't see a problem with that at all. None of our students are mandated, meaning that none of our students are going because they're at risk of not being promoted.So if you do have to go away, I don't see an issue with that. So if you can apply. If you want to stay where you're close to, if there's a school close to you in Brooklyn, Queens, or wherever you live down here, you can apply to those schools also, but you might not have priority because they might have another school assigned to them. Huiling.
然后校长说呢，这个夏日的计划呢，其实呢是一个很好的机会。OK， 如果你需要有人看着你的小孩子的话呢，就去申请这一个，还没有终止，你还是可以提交表格的。如果你想去一个呢，在你住的家里附近的话呢，你必须要，你可以申请。你当然可以申请，可是问题是呢，因为呢你不在那里上学，所以他们应该是 收了自己的学生之后，如果有位置，他们才可以通知你的。
Okay, parents, you're asking great questions on the chat. Don't worry. I will get to it towards the end. So, as for program and PS42, we are working on trying to bring ISS in. It's going to take a while. I am doing outreach. I have asked. So the problem with any community-based organization, including ISS, is when they come into a building, they have to file extended use permit. So it's a fee they have to pay. So what all the CBOs do is they take that fee, they divvy it up, and they charge a fee for the families. It's not a profit. It's to cover the fee for them to clean the building, and it covers insurance in the building. My dilemma is with COVID, they tripled the cost of the fee. So it's not sustainable for any community-based organization to be in a building because the fee will be passed on to families and it can't be sustained by the organization. I am reaching out to politicians and hopefully like private donors to help fund part of the fee. So we have nowhere on ISS yet. I am continuing outreach. And the minute we can resolve it, if we can resolve it, you'll be the first to know on School Connects.
Okay, 然后校长刚刚说呢，在我们学，你们家长们，你们现在呢提交的问题都是非常的好的，然后他呢到最后的时候会一一解答你们的问题，然后呢其中一个就是说在我们42小学里面有没有那个夏令营的这一些计划在我们学校展现的，然后呢就是校长说呢，因为呢 IS 我们现在呢还是正在计划把 ISS 呢带回来我们学校的，所以呢校长呢有去联系很多的那一些政治家，希望或者是一些就是专就是一些机构呢，他们可以捐一些钱给我们呢，让我们可以呢实现这个愿望。然后呢，因为呢，为什么呢？是因为呢，每一个就是一个就是那个社区的那个团体呢，想进来我们学校呢，他必须呢去教育局申请一个可许证才可以的。然后这个可许证呢，因为现在的新型冠状病毒这个疫情下呢，他们的费用呢是以前的三倍啊。然后是因为是以前的三倍，所以呢，很多的那一些机构呢，他们根本就是来我们学校呢做那个课后补习的机构，他们根本就付不起啊，因为呢，他们很多时呢，他们叫你们交的那些费用呢，其实很大的部分呢都是拿来去申请这个许可证的，而且呢许可证申请完之后呢，他们还要付一些零零碎碎的那一些东西的。然后呢我们现在呢是目前为止是没有 ISS 的，但是呢我们现在呢是正在计划把他们带回来，然后呢我们一有消息的时候呢，我们会通过我们学校的 APP 呢去告诉所有的家长们。
Okay, that's all I'm talking about for summarizing. ISS, we are still waiting. I am hoping that I can convince some private donors to help subsidize it so that it'll be manageable by immigrant social services and by the families. What else am I going to share about the summer? If we do bring immigrant social service in, they do service pre-K. My dilemma is that we still have to socially distance by the 3 feet rule. So it can't be at full capacity. That's the same with the summarizing program. The children will be socially distanced 3 feet apart and the mask will be required. Whoops. Okay, Helene, can you translate that?
校长说呢，如果我们真的可以成功的把 ISS 拿回来，就在我们学校有这个夏令营的话呢，然后呢，他们呢会接受学前班的学生的，但是呢，他们必须要按照教育局的规律，就是每个小朋友呢都必须要保持3尺的社交距离。那什么意思呢？就是说我们的 ISS 呢不会像以前一样呢收这么多的学生，而且呢。而且呢就是每个小朋友呢还是必须要遵守戴口罩的规律的 OK Can I say one more thing about summarizing? Because I didn't translate that. So 之前呢，刚刚校长说呢，如果你们夏天呢想说一个星期或者是两个星期呢，想去好像去放一个假啊，对不对？你是可以呢去旅行的，去旅游的。如果你们想在其中的一两个星期想去旅行或者是旅游的话，你们可以把你的小朋友呢带去旅游的，所以不需要担心。因为呢，我们所有填表格的小朋友呢，他们都不是说教育局规定一定要去上这个补习班的，所以呢，你不需要担心的。
Okay. So the next thing we'll be talking about is the theme for this month at PS42. District 2 has an initiative. It's really about anti-violence, anti-Asian violence, but basically to spread hope in the District 2 community. If you walk by PS42, we have already started putting ribbons outside by our gate. It was an initiative started by a few principals, and I think everybody in District 2, which is from all the way down by us to the Upper East Side, they'll be celebrating as a district May 21st, this Friday, Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and to promote hope. What you will see around the school building are ribbons that your child has shared with the teacher, words on the ribbon that your child has shared with the teacher or they put on themselves about what they hope for the future, what they can do to be kind. We didn't share with the families, we wanted it to be a surprise. So even if your child's remote, their ribbon is out in front of the school. It's really beautiful. If you're in the neighborhood, you should walk and take a look. It's by us, it'll be by middle school 131, PS130, PS2, 124. If you're further uptown and it's a District 2 school, they'll probably have the ribbons too. Huiling, I think you should share that.
OK, 然后校长说呢，我们这个月的主题呢，对不对，其实是反暴力。OK, 然后呢，现在呢，我们第二学区呢，他们呢有一个人说主办呢，就是说就是彩带，然后就是说希望，就是愿望的丝带彩带。OK, 然后呢，如果你走来我们学校的，其实这一个主题呢是想说我们去让所有的小朋友呢想说出他们的愿望是什么。然后如果你们走到我们学校呢，我们学校的外面呢，外围呢有很多的丝带，对不对？是小朋友呢是跟老师分享说他们希望一些什么东西，然后呢他们把他们的愿望呢写在那个丝带上面，然后那个丝带呢我们把它挂在学校的外围里面，所以如果你走去我们学校外面的话呢，你会看到外面有很多丝带。然后不单只是我们学校，在第二个学区里面呢，因为这个月呢是亚洲的那个亚洲的那有关于亚洲人的，就是学习有关于很多东西，有关于亚洲人的世界。所以呢，他们呢有很多的不同的地方呢，不同的学校，好像124、130呢，第一学校，他们都有这些丝带呢放在他们学校的外围，所以很漂亮。如果你们有空的话呢，请你们去我们的学校去观赏一下。我们的小朋友他们的愿望是什么？然后呢，如果你的小朋友是100%的远程学习的小朋友的话，他们也有跟老师分享他们的愿望，而且他们的彩带呢也已经放在外面了。所以他们也有参与，虽然他们没有来学校，他们也有参与这个活动。
Yeah, their words are really beautiful, very impressive, their hopes and their thoughts and how they want to be kind. So we will be sharing more. Friday, we'll be sharing pictures. It will be a wonderful day. What we will do Friday is invite the classes out and we'll be taking pictures to share with you. Groups, classes at a time, because we are still keeping the social distancing. Along with that, every school in District 2 ordered pins, and each pin represents a theme that we've covered this month. One pin has love, the other pin has hope, and the third pin has peace. Is that right? Love, hope, and peace. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful design. We will give pins out on Friday, and the children will be wearing the pins, the three round pins, and we'll be sending it home to the remote families if you want to pick up. Huiling, I'll stop.
Okay. All right. So, 我们呢, 校长说呢, 你的小朋友的愿望呢, 他们的愿望都非常非常的美好, 然后呢, 他们呢, 也会就是说, 跟老师分享有关于怎么样去 就是做一些善良的事迹啊, 而且呢, 我们呢, 也会呢, 跟家长分享小朋友的, 所做的事情, 然后星期五, 星期五呢, 我们学校里面, 在学校里面读书的小朋友呢, 他们会一个教室, 一个教室呢, 走出去学校呢, 去全体的去 站在那个他们的丝带前面呢, 去照一张全体像的。 然后呢, 在星期五的当天呢, 我们也有一些, 就是别针, 别针是发给小朋友的。 那每一个别针呢, 他们都有一个主题, 他们的主题就是爱, 愿望, 或者是希望, 愿望, 跟和平。 OK, 然后星期五呢, 我们即将呢, 把这三个别针呢, 全部都会发放去给学, 学生, 让他们带着去照合体照, 然后我们也会在我们学校的APP呢, 去跟家长分享的。 还有呢, 就是, 如果远程学习的小朋友, 也想拿这些别针的话呢, 联系我们, 我们会, 发给你们的。
OK, for the families that are on remote, we will not only be giving you three pins, we'll, if you want and you put a request in with your teacher, what the PTA has done along with our school funds is we purchased these personal safety alarms. When we had our town hall of the 7th precinct, you know, it was made very clear that people are scared because, you know, it's not that safe in the neighborhood, in any neighborhood. So we purchased these safety alarms and you can carry them around. We purchase ones that come with a USB so that you can charge it. I have one that is not chargeable. So the one I have after 10 alerts, I'll probably have to buy a new one. This one you can recharge. And this is for anybody in the school, adults. If you want one, let the teacher know, we'll send it home. I don't advise giving this to the children, you know, only because if they hit it 4 a.m, you won't be happy, but I'm just going to show you. So this one,
let's send home. Hold it, hold it.
Wow, what you have to do is there's a button, you hit it 2 times and you have the alarm. Oh my God. To stop it, you have to hold it and it'll stop. There's also a flashlight. Obviously, I don't know how to use it because this is not like the one I have. So it comes with a flashlight. Huiling, oh my God, I can't shut that off too. Huiling, do you wanna just use yours to explain?
Okay, sure. 然后呢, 校长说呢, 那些100%的远程学习的家长呢, 你们来学校拿三个别针的同时呢, 校长说呢, 我们通过我们的家教会呢, 跟我们学校用我们自己的资金呢, 去给每一位家长呢, 是买了一个个人声音警报哨子, 是这个样子的。 OK, 是小小的, 然后呢, 这个小小的呢, 中间有一个圆圈圈, 如果呢, 你是想让其他人呢, 可以注意到你, 就是如果你危险的话, 要其他人注意到你的话呢, 这个圆圈圈, 你只要按两下, 然后它就会有声音发出来了, 然后呢, 也会闪, 然后如果你要把这个关掉的话, 你要按着它, 它就会停了, OK, 旁边呢, 还有一个, 手电筒, 如果晚上太黑的时候, 找不到钥匙, 可以帮你找得到。
So please, this is for, please, this is for all the adults in the PS42 community. So if you are walking out of your house, if you're commuting, let your child's teacher know through School Connects that you want one, we will send one home. For the remote families, we will pack it home with the three pins. This I don't want to ship only because it's really hard to ship. We'll just ask you to come pick it up, Huiling.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，这一个呢，个人警报哨子呢是每一个大人都可以的，然后他不建议给你的小孩子玩，这个不是玩具。然后呢，如果你觉得呢，你就是说你需要你去上班的时候，你觉得呢不安全，你需要一个的话呢，你要跟通知你小朋友的家老师，然后跟老师说你想要一个这个，然后我们呢就会安排你几时进来拿。如果是百分之百远程学习的家长，你们要的话没有关系，你也是跟老师讲，然后老师呢会跟我们讲，在你拿这个三个别针的同时呢，我们也会给你自己的个人警报。
So please don't hesitate, just school connects the teacher and we will get one to you. We ordered about 500. So yeah, if you want one, it's for you.
Okay, 我们学校呢已经购买了500个这一些个人的那个警报响。所以呢如果你想要的话呢跟老师讲一下呢你就会拿到一个了。
Okay, I am going to talk about September. I have no news about what's happening in September. The hope is that everybody comes back. 慧玲。
Okay, 然后如果你想知道有关于九月份开学的时候是什么样情况，校长说到目前为止呢是没有任何的信息。然后唯一我们知道的呢就是九月份他们想所有的学生全部回来上学。
What I can tell you for sure is that, and I always get school connects messages from families by the end of August about school supplies. You do not have to buy anything for your child. We have ordered all the school supplies that your child will need for September.
OK, 校长说呢有时候呢他会通过这个我们学校的 APP 呢有一些家长联系他，在八月份联系他说他上学的时候小朋友需要买一些什么样的材料。然后校长说呢你不需要担心也不需要买任何的材料，因为我们今年呢已经用经费呢买所有学生上学明年上学的材料，所以你不需要担心材料，不需要购买任何东西。
Yeah. So, please don't worry about it. And if your friends are not here,Let them know that they don't have to worry about catching the sale at Target. We purchased everything down to tissue, Bounty, so that you don't have to run around over the summer.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，如果你有任何的朋友，他们没有在这个会议里面呢，他也想让你们通知他们，就是跟他讲说不需要买任何的材料，我们已经购买所有的材料了，包括纸巾啊，或者是擦手指啊，那些东西我们全部都购买了。
Okay, so I want to let you know that the other transition and how we're helping the student transition is we will be sending reading books home with your child. If you're remote, we want you to come pick up the books. So what we did this year was first grade came up with a reading list. We purchased 3 to 4 titles, and we will give those books to the kindergarten students who will be going up to first grade. Second grade came up with a few titles. We purchased those books, and we will give those to the first graders to get them ready for second grade. Huiling, I think they get the idea.
然后校长说呢，我们现在要怎么样把他们转从上学去夏天的时候，对，暑假的时候。然后呢，校长说呢，我们已经购买了一些阅读的书给你的小朋友的 ，OK。然后呢，一年级的老师今年呢选择了3-4本的阅读的书，对不对？他们选择的那些阅读的书呢，我们即将把这一些给。要幼稚园的小朋友他会升上来去一年级，让他们在夏天的时候可以阅读。一年级的学生呢，我们二年级的老师呢也有呢就是说选择了3-4本书呢是给一年级小朋友升上去二年级的时候呢让他们可以在夏天的那个时候读的。那你们这个样子也清楚到好像以后那就是就其他年级的老师也是同样这个样子做的。所以在夏天他们有几本书可以让他们在家里阅读的。
Okay, those books will be for your child to keep.What we want them to do is find time in the summer to read them. You do not have to return the books. That's the summer books that we'll be giving out to you.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们给你们的那几本书， 阅读的书呢是让你们就是给你们的，你们不需要还回来的，那个是给所有的那个幼稚园升上来一年级的小朋友呢，给他们在暑期的时候呢可以有一些书可以阅读的，然后呢我们希望他可以呢抽空呢真的去读那些书，而不是把他们放在一旁。
Okay, so I think they all understand that. Ms. Lipsky, what else was I supposed to talk about at this point?
School survey, please.
Oh yes, very important, please. All 893 families here and teachers. We have the school survey. Again, the problem is that it is online. The good thing is that they're translated. We did not go with the paper version because the paper version was only available in English. And if you need it translated, well, they just finally got the translation. If you do it in any other language, you still have to transfer the answer to the English form. So it is online. Please, families, if you can do the survey in English, do the survey, be honest. That's where I really do look for feedback on what we can do better. If you can't navigate the website, please call Sam. Let me introduce Sam. Sam, can you wave your hand? His name on the screen is Waylot Lam. He's our parent coordinator. Call the school.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, call the school and he will help you navigate it. We have Miss Nina, we have Miss Jane, we have a lot of educational assistants. That survey is very important. And Miss Lipsky and Miss Chen will go over how to navigate the survey quickly. Okay.
Hey. 一样东西是非常非常重要，我们希望所有的家长呢，93个家长呢，你们可以呢抽空呢去上网填这一个学校调查表 ，OK？ 那这个调查表呢是每一年都要填的，但是呢难在哪里呢？因为今年呢所有的表这个学校调查表呢是线上要填的，去网上填的，然后呢网上他们让你可以选择你们自己的语言去填的。那如果你想要一个纸张的话呢，纸张呢他们之前呢只是有英文的，没有其他语言的，然后呢他们现在刚刚出了其他语言，但是呢你那个语言只是拿来呢让你对比一下，最后填表格发寄进去的还是需要是英文表格，你还必须要把你中文填的表格之后呢要把所有的资料呢去放在那个英文表格，所以我们建议你们呢是上网去填，选择你们的语言，这个样子呢会比较简单一点。然后呢在那个调查表上面呢，校长想你们就是说就是要诚实一点哦，就是如果你觉得有任何的东西你是可以给，因为呢校长说他通常是看那些调查表的结果呢来反馈一下他自己应该要做什么样的改变，所以校长希望你们可以诚实一点去填这个表格。还有呢就是如果你呢有困难呢，就是说去填这个表格，我们希望你可以呢去联系我们学校的新家长协调员，他的名字叫做 Sam， 他的在那个网上他现在跟大家打招呼，他说 Hi， 而且呢他的名字是 Waylot， 那个就是 Sam， 他是我们学校新的家长协调员。如果你有任何的问题呢，你都可以找他，或者是打学校的电话找 Miss Nina、 Miss Jane， 我们有很多人呢可以协助你呢去填这个表格的。然后呢等一下呢 Miss Lipsky 呢跟我呢会简单的告诉你呢上网的表格会是怎么样的，然后你应该怎么样去填这个表格，好不好？
Hi everyone, I'm going to go over this and Mrs. Chen is going to translate. We're also going to post these slides on School Connect tomorrow morning, so don't worry about screenshots or anything like that.
Okay, 副校长说呢，我会跟他一起呢去帮你们怎么样去走，就是走这个过程，告诉你应该怎么样去填这个表格。你不需要担心，这些所有的资料呢，会我们明天呢会在我们学校的 APP 里面发放上去的。
So first step is the link. If you haven't seen it already, it's on School Connects and it'll be there again tomorrow. We'll keep reposting as reminders.
OK, 最重要的呢就是那个网站的连接。OK, 网站的连接呢在我们学校的 APP 上面呢也有的。然后明天早上呢我们也会再发放一次的，去点那里。
So please click on that link and it'll bring you to here to enter your access code.
Okay, 你点进去了以后呢, 它就会带你来这一个网页, 然后这一个网页以后呢, 你必须要打进去你呢, 去, 就是可以通过这个呢, 把你的资料打进去, 你才可以开始填这个表格。
I think the most difficult part of this is the access code. So for every single person, it's the letter F, lowercase, and then your child's student ID, their OSIS. And that's on their report card. You've used that for your student school account, and you could always message us and we'll like refresh your memory with it.
Okay, 然后最难的部分呢,就是怎么样呢,可以进去这一个, 就是开始你的问卷, okay? 最难的方法就是每一个人呢,都必须要先输入小写的F, 然后呢,小写的F以后呢, 后面就是你们小朋友的学生ID号码, okay? 或者是我们说的OSIS, okay? 如果你有任何的问题有关于你小朋友的OSIS, 或者是他的学生ID号码是什么, 你可以通过 学校你查那个成绩单的账号里面, 里面会有你小朋友的那个学生ID号码, 或者是你可以去 通过我们学校的APP呢, 去联系老师, 老师也会发放这些资料给你的。
Just a reminder, most of your children know their OSIS. It's their Gmail password, so you can always check in with your child.
Okay, 我们只是想提醒你呢, 你们小朋友呢, 应该都知道他们的, 学生账号是什么, 因为呢, 是他们的, 他们去谷歌教室里面, 的那个密码。
After you hit enter, you start the survey. Before you start, you can change the language in the top left. You can change the language and then click start.
Okay, 然后呢, 你点进去了以后呢, 如果你按点进去了以后呢, 你就会来到这一页里面, 然后这一页呢, 在, 上面那里呢, 你可以选择那个语言, 然后你选择中文也可以啊, 选择你自己的语言, 然后呢, 你就必须要写, 开始, 开始填这个, 调查表。
And then you go through the questions. There are about 39 questions. Some you may not be able to answer, like the one specific for children with IEPs or the one specific about pre-K. And then you can leave those blank. You go through as many questions as you can answer and you hit submit and you're all done.
Okay. 这个调查表呢，大概有39题，但是呢，你有可能呢不会每一题都会解答的。为什么呢？是因为有些问题呢是问有关于学前班的情况，OK？有些问题呢是有关于小朋友呢，他们是有个人教育方案的，所以呢那些题目呢你不需要解答，但是呢你其他的那些答案呢，你填完了以后呢必须要按提交。
And you're all set. Once again, we'll post these slides on School Connect tomorrow.
Okay, 只要你按了提交以后呢, 你就已经, 把那个调查表呢, 已经提交了, 然后呢, 我们明天呢, 也会在我们学校的APP里面呢, 发放这些资料。
I'm muted. Okay. So if you didn't know yet, we have a 3K program coming into PS42. That means if you have a 3-year-old, you can go on the link that Ms. Lipsky posted and apply for 3K. Just bear in mind that I only have one 3K class and it's limited to 15 students. So if you have a 3-year-old, you can apply. We don't currently have after school care for 3-year-olds. We have it for pre-K. So I want to just keep you up to date.
Okay, 校长说有一个好消息告诉大家，就是我们学校呢有3K了，就是说如果你有3岁的小朋友的话呢， 你可以通过 Ms. Lipsky 在那个我们学校的APP里面呢， 发的那个连接， 你可以上去去申请我们学校， 就是我们学校呢， 只有一个3K， 然后这个3K里面呢， 只可以容纳15个学生， 所以如果你 需要的话呢， 你可以, 去填那个表格, 提交, 放我们学校做第一位。 还有呢, 就是我们现在呢, 3K呢, 是完全没有课后补习的。 所以你们自己必须要去, 去思考一下。 但是是那个学前班呢是有课后补习的。
I do have one more announcement on behalf of the PTA. We met this morning. Many of them are unable to make it. Actually, the four members, they have a lot of commitments at this point. So the thought was that we were not going to have PTA elections this year because they really want to open it up to everybody. And since many of our families are remote, they thought it would be fair to wait till September to have a PTA election so that more people can actually come into the building, take a look, and then decide if they have to commit or not, since this is such an unusual year, which definitely sound like very fair. We just discovered that we're not allowed to do that. We have to have an election. And they're a little upset about that. So we currently have Tracy, whose son is Travis. We have Lily, whose son is Cody. We have Tony, whose son is Aman. We have Denise, whose son is Sam. There are only four members. We're a little stretched thin only because of the pandemic. They are willing to remain in their roles. But if you want to throw your name in the hat and you want to run for one of the offices, which is president, vice president, we have a secretary, we have two secretaries and a treasurer. You are more than welcome to, and they'll have an election. If not, the Jennifer Greenblatt, who's parent advocacy, will come and do an expedited election. And you know, to be very fair, the PTA did want to hold off till September, but they were told they're not allowed to. So please, if you're interested in being on the board, it is a huge commitment. Email me and I will share with them, or you could email them in the school website. You could call the school and ask to speak to Sam, and he will connect them. I don't know how the expedited election goes. I think if nobody wants the positions, we can keep the current members on for the next school year. And then we can also add a member, hopefully in September. So once again, if you're interested, you know, email me. It's a PTA, so, you know, it's not like it won't be shared. The teachers will be aware of it. We're a parent teacher association. Huiling.
OK, 然后呢，这个信息呢是家长会呢想让校长跟所有的家长分享的。OK, 然后呢，先前呢，他们今天早上呢是开了一个家长，就是跟校长开了一个会。然后呢，我们呢其实呢今年呢是必须要选 ，OK, 家长会必须要选主席、副主席、财务管理跟秘书的。然后呢，今年他们今天开了会呢，其实他们一致通过说他们不想今年呢去做这个选举。为什么呢？是因为他们觉得有很多的家庭呢，他们都选择100%的选就是远程学习。那对于他们来讲呢，他们会觉得不太公平，所以他们想把这个选举呢推去九月份。然后呢，他们先前以为是可以的，但现在呢，校长发现了，说其实呢，我们现在才发现其实是不可以的。然后呢，这个选举呢，必须要今年一定要有这个选举的 ，OK。然后呢，我们现在呢是在我们的那个家教会里面呢，有那个 Tracy， 他的孩子是 Travis， 还有 Lily， 他的孩子是 Cody， 还有那个 Alman， 他的。不是 Tony 他的孩子是 Alman， 还有那个 Denise 他的孩子是 Sam， 他们其实呢就是我们的那个家教会的成员，但是呢因为今年的关系呢，他们必须要选举，所以如果你有兴趣想就是说去参加这个选举的话呢，你可以呢就是把你的名字或者你想举荐任何人，把他们的名字呢去发一个email 呢写给校长，然后校长呢就会会发一些资料给你们啊，联系你们啊，或者是你可以打电话呢去我们学校找 Sam， 然后 Sam 呢也会帮你们做联系，然后跟你们有一些沟通，让你们可以跟我们现在的家教会成员里面可以沟通一下。
OK。I'm going to start answering questions Because it will tie into how I'm going to end the meeting. The first one would be, well, from Cindy, will there be school photos before the end of the school year? We are not doing official school photos this year. It was really hard to have it work out. What we will do is, the teachers have been taking pictures for the in-house. The remote teachers are taking pictures via remotely in the Zoom. We are planning to do a school yearbook from K to fifth grade, and we will be giving it to the families.
Okay. So
it would be a page for each class instead of school photos.
OK, 校长说呢，这个家长问呢，就是说今年呢，我们会不会像以前那些年一样，都有一个就是拍照在学校里面呢，有一个教室照啊，或者是个人的照相，小朋友个人的照。然后今年呢，其实就不太可能了。然后呢，但是老师呢，他们有就是如果他们上 Zoom 的时候呢，他们有在 Zoom 的时候有拍一些照片。OK， 那今年呢，我们就不会做这些东西，但是呢，我们会有一个就是每一个教室每一个年级呢，我们都会有一个年鉴、啊、就是那一个年鉴，就是好像纪念册一样呢，去发给这些小朋友的。
OK，
可以代替照相。
OK， you will not pay for that. We will figure out how to pay for it.
OK， 这个年鉴呢，就是纪念照呢，我们就是说我们会想办法呢去筹经费的，所以你不需要担心会不会很多，就是会不会很贵，所以不是要你们付钱，我们会自己解决筹经费的。
Okay, the next question is, when will we know when the results of the state exam? Is this information shared to parents too? So usually they release the state exams. Lately, it's been very late in the summer, August. They will definitely share with you. I don't know when they're going to release it. In many cases, they will release it to me one day before they release it to you. It will probably be under my school's account. So if you're on School Connects, if they let us know ahead of time, we will put on School Connects to check your child's my school account.
OK, 这个家长问呢说家长们几时会知道呢考周考的成绩，然后这些资料呢会不会跟家长一起分享的。然后呢校长说呢，通常这个周的考试呢，他们发放的那些消息呢都是差不多就是八月底会通知我们。然后校长通常是就是发放给家长之前的一天呢，他会收到消息的。然后呢你可以去你学生的账号里面去检查他的分数是多少。然后呢，如果我们有得到任何消息的话，我们会通过我们的学校的 APP 呢去发放这些资料，让你们可以上去查。
Okay, the next question is about summarizing. A good question. Are they strict about arrival times and pickup times? Could we arrive anytime between 8 to 9 and pick up before 6? You can definitely pick up before 6. They will probably want you to be as timely as possible.Only because the morning part is the academic session, you know, but if you're late, you know, you're late. It's not attendance that's being counted like it is during the school year. I hope that answers your question.
OK, 然后这个家长问呢说，如果你们上那个夏日的那个计划呢，对不对？然后他们呢会不会很严格的需要你们早上八点到啊，或者是六点以前接？然后呢校长说呢，因为呢他们早上的时间呢是有正牌的老师去教你的小朋友，所以他们希望你是可以准时的上，但是呢如果你迟到就迟到了，如果你真的没有办法的话，迟到就迟到了，对不对？ I think may you skip one, the one on the top.Are summarizing classes organized by grade, for example, to all K students group together?
Yes, summarizing classes are organized by grade, for sure, because they are hiring teachers to actually teach. And yeah, they're definitely organized by grade.
Okay, 然后这个家长问呢，那个夏日升起的计划呢，是不是所有的幼稚园的小朋友呢，会跟幼稚园的小朋友呢在一起的？然后呢，校长说他们通常呢是编排的时候呢，幼稚园跟幼稚园小朋友通常都会在一起的，一年级跟一年级的小朋友通常会在一起的。
Okay, we're going to. I answered the ISS question. Anywhere on ISS? Not yet.
OK， 这个家长问呢，有没有任何的消息有关于 ISS？ 然后校长说呢，目前为止还没有。
OK，
OK， so Kevin Chan's mom wants to know when can they pick up the pins?
We have to bag them and we're waiting. If you want a safety alarm, tell you, please let the teacher know so that we can put it in the bags. We'll probably give out the pins Friday.
OK， 校长说，哦
，Sorry, no, you go.
校长说呢，这个别针呢，我们通常是星期五呢才会发放给你们的。但是呢，我们也想不想你跑这么多次，所以呢，如果你想要一个就是那个个人的那个哨子，就是那个警报哨子的话呢，我们希望你跟老师讲了一下呢，我们可以同一时间呢把那个别针跟那个哨子同一时间给你们。
Okay, the next one's from Carla Nicholas's mom.Should we and can we return the books we got for this year so other kids can use them? Definitely, if it's reading books, if you have the time, you could return it to the school. If you want to keep them, you can keep them. It's okay. I have a budget for books and I spend every cent of it. If you can use it, keep it. We will ask for violins. That we have to get back from the third, fourth, and fifth graders. But what we sent home is for you to keep, you know,Books are only good if children read them. Okay, Hui Ling.
Okay, 校长说呢，这个家长问呢，我们需不需要把今年借的书全部都还回去，让其他的小朋友可以用？然后校长说，如果你们想还回来的话，你们是可以还回来的。但是如果你们对这些书对你们来讲呢是有帮助，你们需要的话呢，你们不需要把这些书还回来的。因为呢，他说，我们学校呢有那个买书的经费，所以呢，我们呢会用每一分钱来买这些书的。所以呢，如果你们需要用这些书的话，你们可以留在家里，不需要还给我们的。但是小提琴三四五年级的家长们必须要还回来，因为这个小提琴不是我们的，小提琴一定要还。
Okay, Calvin Lee, Daddy or Mommy, the survey is the same as last month. I remember doing one last month. I'm not sure which survey you did last month. This one is definitely different, and I need you to do this one.And thank you for telling me that I look great. I love hearing that.
说这个学校的调查表呢，他说是不是跟上个月的是一样 ？Oh, my internet is unstable. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So Calvin Lee 他爸爸说呢，是不是跟上个月的一样？那我们不知道上个月你是填了什么样的调查表，但是呢，我们需要你填这一个。所以如果就算你上个星期填了之后呢，我们希望你可以再填一次。Okay, Carrie Chan's mom or dad said they filled it out already.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next one, very good question for my fifth grade families. Are we keeping the iPad from middle school or returning it back to DOE? We didn't get confirmation yet, but I'm pretty sure you will keep it and you will take it to the middle school.
Okay, 然后 Calvin Lee 的爸爸又问呢，说我们的教育局的 iPad 呢，到底是拿上去中学呢，还是还回去教育局？然后校长说呢，我们还没有就是拿到任何通知，但是呢，他说你应该是带去中学的。
Okay, okay, from Vicky Shi, the 3K program is only for this September, right? Nope.I think we will have it for a very long time. It'll be every school year following this year.
Okay, Vicky Shi 的妈妈说 3K 的这一个计划呢，是不是只是今年九月份才有？然后校长说不对，每一年从明年开始呢，每一年都会有 3K.
Okay,
so then, this Owen Zhen's mom wants to know for summarizing, can you only select one school, for example, right? If PS42 has it, right? But then we don't have CPC, right?
Okay. No, we don't have it. So don't pick 42. Don't wait. Like, don't, like, pick 124. Then you're almost guaranteed a seat there. So please pick 124. If I have something at PS42, it won't be the summarizing. It will be Immigrant Social Service, the program that we have every year. And that is fee-based. Okay?
Okay. Mama, 那个夏日的那个夏日那个申请那个 program 那个计划呢，其实我们学校没有的 ，OK， 是在124的。如果你去填表格的话呢，你只可以选择124，因为我们学校没有。然后呢，我们是没有 CPC， 但是呢，我们学校也没有夏日申请。我们学校呢， 如果有的话呢，我们学校会有 ISS， 然后 ISS 呢就会是你必须要付一个费用才可以去参加的，它不是免费的。
Okay, I've been saying my school account is my student account. Sorry, I don't have access to those accounts because my children all graduated. So Kyle Chen, for the summer rising program at PS 124, do we also need to apply for CPC at the same time? No. If they take you into summer rising, you are automatically placed into the CPC program. That's at 124. Quilin?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Evan, dinner will be ready soon. Anyhow, for the summer rising program, if you apply and you're accepted at 124, the CPC program is automatic. You don't have to apply for the CPC program.
Got it. So sorry. Okay, 这个家长问呢，如果他们去选，他们被选中了去 summer rising， 就是那个夏日升起的那一个计划的话，在一二四，你其实不需要去申请 CPC， 因为 CPC 呢，他们是其中的一个，他们是就是跟那个夏日升起一起的。所以你不需要做任何的东西。
Okay, if we are out of town, we still have to. Yeah, just let us know if you're out of town. Let the teacher, well, tell the teacher you want one, and then we figure it out. So, Sin Ping Shu, I'm not sure what you mean. I think no space. Is that for summer rising?
Okay, so Caitlin Huang 她妈妈说，如果你不在这里的话呢，是不是可以拿？只要你跟我们讲，我们就可以就是看看怎么样做。Sing Ping Su， 你什么意思是没有位置啊？是不是在说那个夏日升起没有位置啊
？Sing Ping's mom said yes. It's about summer rising. She believes there's no space.
Really?
So it's
okay. Apply anyway, and we will look. Okay. The problem is they don't update it fast enough. So everybody, all the principals are having trouble giving us updated lists. But definitely apply. Okay.
校长说呢，不管有没有位置呢，你都应该去去申请 ，OK， 去申请。
Okay, so Kevin,
graduation. Kevin Chen's mom wants to know if we have fifth grade graduation this year.
Okay, yeah, we're planning that only for fifth grade. Kindergarten will have a stepping up ceremony remotely, and so will pre-K. We are figuring it out. We plan to have it outdoors. We cannot have it indoors. So we will share more information closer to the end of May. We're scheduling it. It will be a very small graduation. It will be very short. We're only inviting students and immediate family is in, and it will be one class at a time. So it will be six ceremonies.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，我们今年呢是会规划那个毕业典礼只给五年级的学生，然后呢我们会在户外里面呢去做这个就是毕业典礼，然后呢它会很小，是每一个教室有一个时间呢可以让他们去出去外面呢去做这个毕业典礼的，然后呢所以呢我们会有六场毕业典礼，然后呢我们只会请那些就是爸爸妈妈啊或者是爷爷奶奶而已，就不会有多余的人，就是很小。然后呢pre-K 学前班跟幼稚园的小朋友呢会在网上，会在线上有毕业典礼。
Okay, Magda, did I answer? Okay, Magda, thank you for the kind words. It's not just my hard work, it's everybody else's. Our goal is to make your life easy this year.
Okay.
Hold on one second. There. Shh. Okay.
I'm sorry, May. Which question did you answer? I don't see that question.
No. So Magna thanked us for all our hard work. And I just want the parents to know that it's not just me, it's the teachers and it's the entire team. Our goal this year is to make the family's life as easy as possible.
OK, 然后呢其中一位家长呢说感谢我们今年为小朋友所做的所有事情，然后呢我们校长说小谢谢你呢就是你的那个用词这么好 OK, 然后呢就是说我们今年呢的宗旨就是想把所有的东西呢就是尽量的帮助家长把所有的东西弄得越简单越方便越好。
OK, we
make Kenzie's question about violins above only
Okay, so Kenzie's mommy, we will get in touch with you privately, okay? If we don't call you tomorrow, please call Miss Nina to remind us.
Okay, Kenzie 的妈妈，我们会她 shall I translate the question then?
No.
Okay. So then, Kevin Chan's mom wants to know when should they return the violin, fifth grade.
We won't let them know. We have to make sure we have room to take them, and we have to make sure the violin teacher is available to accept it. Okay, we'll let them know.
有关于小提琴什么时候还呢？我们会通知你的 ，OK？ 因为呢，我们必须要其中的一位小提琴的老师呢在场，他们要去看一看这些小提琴的情况是怎么样，而且呢，我们也要在学校里面呢找到一个地方呢是存放这些小提琴的，所以我们会通知你的。
Okay, so Cindy's question is, wait, did we do Owen's?
Owen, no.
Okay.
Okay, so she actually thanked us for letting her know.
Okay.Cindy's, do current students at PS 42 get priority for summer rising at PS 124? PS 124 students and PS 42 students get priority at 124 because we were assigned to 124.
Okay. So, 这个家长问呢是说我们42的小学呢去那个夏日申请呢在124去夏日申请呢有没有优先权然后校长说呢一二四的小朋友跟我们学校的小朋友都有优先权因为呢我们学校呢他们是就是叫我们去我们的学生去那里去上那个夏日申请
Okay, when will we find out if our child gets accepted to summer rising? They'll be letting you know shortly. They're waiting for the list to close up before they send acceptance letters.
OK, 这个家长问呢他们几时才可以知道呢他们有没有就是他们有没有被录取这个夏日申请的这个计划的然后呢校长说呢他们现在还在等那个终止就是提交表格终止的日期以后呢他们才会通知家长。
OK, what's the difference with what's the difference between Summer Rising and Goal Project? OK.Summer Rising is it's a DOE program and it's academics and this year they're providing enrichment. Goal Project happens every year and that is a program to support, I believe, kindergarten to third grade and I think that's remote and that's purely academic support.
Okay, 这个家长问呢就夏日申请呢跟 Goal Project 两个有什么区别 ?OK, 那 Summer Rising 呢对不对就是他们是去教那些好像学习英文啊阅读啊还有那个写作跟数学的然后呢他们也有 加一些呢就是加一些就是特别的课程给那个小朋友可以让他们去参加的时候呢他们也就是在上学学习就是在其中呢也可以有一点点活动的机会然后 Go Project 呢其实是百分之百的远程的而且呢是每年都有的但是他们呢是Kindergarten May you said?
Yeah.
For Go Project 是给幼稚园的小朋友
Okay. 124 Summer Rising, no, they don't pick middle school children. If your child's going to middle school, you have to apply for the middle school.
Okay, Summer Rising 呢他们呢一二四不会收六年级就是中学的学生你必须要去中学那里呢申请。
Caitlin's mom, do they want a time to bring the stuff back to school?
So she's saying that she can't return...the violin back on time because they're out of town.
Okay, we'll figure something out. We'll call her, okay?
Okay, Kaylin, 我们会打电话给你跟你们讲。
Okay, oh, Calvin Lee, thank you so much. Daddy or mommy? Yeah, he's thanking us for the work and for Calvin to stay with us. It's really sad. We never want our fifth graders to leave.But really, middle school is the best thing. And we have really good middle schools in District 2. Like, you would love them as much as 42.
Okay, Calvin Lee 的爸爸说呢，或妈妈说呢，他们说他，就是说 Calvin 其实他 就是想让他，因为他是五年级，所以他想让他们还待在我们的学校。然后呢，我们校长说呢，他其实每一年呢，我们都会有经历这个样子的事情，我们都是不想让我们的五年级毕业。但是呢，校长说呢，你的小朋友呢会喜欢上中学，中学里面的那个时间呢，也他们也会喜欢去的，所以呢，还是让他们去。
Okay, I think that's it. If you, oh, thank you. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, everyone. If you, oh, Angel's mom.
Okay, so Angel's mom is actually thanking the school, you, the teachers, Ms. Lipsky, for this whole year. She knows that it's a hardship for everybody and that the school is doing the best that we can. And she hopes that you can take care of yourself. She's very thankful. Okay. For everything that you do for them.
Oh, you're very welcome. That's what we are here for. Brandon, I don't know. We will check into that. Can you
May, can I actually, I think there was, it was misspoken. So Xiaolin Chen mom has middle school kids and fifth graders. Fifth graders are attached still with 124, Summer Rising. That mommy was asking for a middle school child. They're not applying. So Brandon, you're sticking, all our fifth graders are staying
at 124,
Summer Rising. Sixth grade through eighth graders will be at a middle school site.
So Brandon, you're going to get into 124 if you apply.
Okay. 副校长说呢，有一些资料的调整，就是说，如果你是我们的五年级的话呢，对不对？你将会去一二四那里做那个夏日申请。如果你是现在在六年级六七八呢，你们必须要通过你们中学那里去报名，他们把你们发放去哪一个地方呢？你们就需要去那里去参加。
Okay, I'm gonna let everybody go because it's late. Thank you for being so patient.Please, if you have any questions, School Connects Us. I don't want you to worry or think about something that we can answer. We read everything. Ms. Lipsky and I read every School Connects, so don't worry. Oh, Vicky Shi, when can I know about pre-K admission notice? I don't know. Usually you will find out before we find out.
Vicky 的妈妈她他问有关于那个学前班几时有通知录取，就是说收取的通知，我们不知道，通常是你们先知道，我们才知道的，所以我们不太清楚。然后校长想感谢所有的家长今天参加这个会议，然后呢，会议已经结束了。如果你有任何的问题呢，就跟以前一样，你可以发一个短信，或者是写电邮呢，是给校长跟副校长，他们两个呢都会看，就是在学校的 APP 里面呢，他们都会检查每一个信息的。所以谢谢你们参加，今天会议结束了。
Okay, bye everyone. Hey Lily, you don't email me and you email